Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is November the 7th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Acts chapters 4 to 6. We are going to look into the three characteristics of an effective church. We read in Acts chapter 4 verses 32 to 35 like this. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked. For all who were possessors of land or houses sold them, and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold, and laid them at the apostles' feet. And they distributed to each as anyone had need. The church that was formed on the day of Pentecost was greatly effective in their known world. The core reason for such effectiveness was that this spirit-filled community was united, that is, of one heart and of one soul, with bonds of love. We can see three remarkable characteristics in this church that should be evident in any church that wants to be effective in the community. Number 1. Great power. Verses 33. The great power is translated from the Greek word dynamis, that means energy, power, might, great force, great ability, and strength. There was a mysterious power connected with lives that were totally dedicated to the Lord due to dramatic transformations. This was a norm for the spirit-filled and spirit-led church, and God gave their testimony and the gospel they shared remarkable attractiveness and force. Number 2. Great grace. Verses 33. The power in the witness of the believers was that their love and grace for one another in witnessing and living. The word grace, as used in this text, refers to the operations of the power of God. Just as God, through His mercy, has saved us by His grace, so that grace is manifested in great dynamic when the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives. And number 3, great provision. Verses 34. One of the key characteristics of the first church was its lack of selfishness. The love of the believers towards Christ and one another manifested itself in giving. These believers were extraordinarily generous and responded to each other with gracious, Christ-like compassion. Such behavior was one powerful result of the outpouring of the Spirit, and this was Christian charity in its finest display. If we too are filled with the Spirit of Christ, then we should also respond to the needs of people with the love of Christ. The first century church has laid for us the above three characteristics to emulate. Let our lives, actions and words show our love being poured out to the people among us. As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 6 to 8 like this. The words of Apostle Paul. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he proposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work.